The next patient is Alma Garcia, first name A-L-M-A, last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Number one, clinical case of a 44-year-old Hispanic female that had an underlying kidney disease of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis that eventually led her to end-stage renal disease. Period. The patient was on hemodialysis for several years, and in 2018, a cadaver kidney transplant was placed. Period. The patient developed progressive proteinuria. The patient was evaluated through a kidney biopsy that was consistent with chronic allograft nephropathy. The patient has remained with a protein excretion between 2 and 3 grams of protein per a gram of creatinine. She has been taking immunosuppression that consists of sirolimus, S-I-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, M-E-U-S, sirolimus, 1 milligram every day, myfortic, 720 milligrams 2 times a day, and prednisone 5 milligrams daily. Despite of the change from prograft to sirolimus, the patient continues to have the proteinuria. She has developed progressive deterioration of the kidney function that we have been followed in this office every 2 months. The laboratory workup that was done on August the 1st of 2024 demonstrates the presence of a serum creatinine of 2.49, a BUN of 37, and an estimated EFR of 24 mLs per minute. The patient has a fasting blood sugar of 85. She is not a diabetic. The phosphorus is 3.9, magnesium 2.31, albumin is 4. I understand that the patient has been placed on Ozempic. She has lost 6 pounds in a matter of 2 months. And she is encouraged to continue doing so in order to improve the general condition. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with more than 2.5 grams of protein, as mentioned before. We continue to emphasize the need for her to have a very low protein diet, avoid the sodium, and maintain a fluid restriction of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient is taking nifedipine ER 30 milligrams every day, doxazosin 4 milligrams every day, clonidine 0.1 milligram BID. Metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams POBID. Losartan 100 milligrams on daily basis. And she has been placed on furosemide. My impression is that by decreasing the body weight, the patient will be able to have a better blood pressure control. Following number, the patient has relapsing urinary tract infections. This patient was taking Jardiance that finally was discontinued because of the violent infections that the patient was experiencing. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin that is 9.3. This is related to the CKD stage 4. As mentioned before, the serum creatinine is 2.49 and the BUN is 37 with a EFR that is 24 mLs per minute. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has obesity. She will be referred to the Florida Cancer Center for the management of the anemia. And I encourage the patient to continue losing weight because the disease will be easier to manage. The blood pressure is going to get finally under control, and we might be able to avoid polypharmacy. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the chart and the medications. In the face-to-face, 18 minutes. And the documentation, 9 minutes.